2017-2018 estimates of expenditure to be tabled February 9 and government to undertake re-verification of voters' list. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
Calling all singers and songwriters, join JCDC in celebrating 30 years of the Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. Come out to regional audition Tuesday, January 24 in Manchester, Wednesday, January 25 St. James, Thursday, January 26 St. Mary, and Friday, January 27 Kingston. So start warming up those voices and put the final touches on your songs. And yes, we'll be accepting entries on the spot. For more info, check jcdc.gov.jm, social media, or call 926-572629.
The estimates of expenditure for the 2017-2018 financial year will be tabled in the House of Representatives on Thursday, February 9. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, made the announcement during his presentation on the first supplementary estimates for 2016-2017 in Parliament on Tuesday. He further noted that he will be opening the 2017-2018 budget debate on Tuesday, March 9, and will deliver the closing speech on Wednesday, March 22.
Mr. Speaker, we are now completing all the necessary work to close fiscal year 2016-17 and present our budget and fiscal policy for fiscal year 2017-18.
Minister Shaw says Leader of Government Business in the Lower House, Derek Smith, will provide further details on the budget debate at a later date. The unemployment rate has continued to decline despite an increase in the labor force, that is, the number of persons actively seeking employment. This was disclosed by Finance Minister Audley Shaw as he opened the debate on the first supplementary estimates for 2016-2017 fiscal year in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Mr. Shaw says the July 2016 data showed that the unemployment rate was 12.9%, much lower than the 13.1% in July 2015 and the 13.7% in April 2016.
What this means is that the number of employed persons increased by 17,900 between April and July of last year and by 39,400 persons when compared with employment in July 2016.
The finance minister adds that the number of persons entering the labor force increased by 9,400 over the period April to July 2016 and by 42,600 for the July 2015 to July 2016 period.
This trend, Mr. Speaker, clearly indicates that with continued growth, we can expect more employment opportunities for Jamaicans.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shaw says consumer prices rose by only 1.7% between December 2015 and December 2016. This is the lowest calendar year inflation rate in Jamaica since 1964.
Our low inflation has benefited from low oil and other commodity prices, strong increase in local crop production, as well as our continued tight fiscal policy stance that helps to contain excess demand in the economy.
The supplementary estimates show that the budget has been revised upwards from $579.93 billion to $592.74 billion, an increase of $12.8 billion. And the government is to allocate some $2.5 billion over the next two financial years to undertake the re-verification of the voters' list. Finance Minister Audley Shaw made the disclosure during the sitting of the Standing Finance Committee considering the supplementary estimates. Mr. Shaw told members that he met with the Director of Elections, Chairman of the Electoral Commission, and other representatives last week to discuss the matter. Under the law, re-verification of the voters' list must be done every 10 years. The last one was completed in 2006.
Since we have reached that point of 10 years, it will be my recommendation to Cabinet that we carry out a full brand new enumeration exercise.
The voters' list is a fundamental component of any voting system. The primary purpose of the list is to confirm the eligibility of voters to participate in parliamentary and local government elections. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.